Confidence in ability is ability. It's an adage I carry with me my whole life. And Jennifer Pesky, she's got it. People ask you why you're so confident, and that's because you said this is your area.
This is a good part of my practice, and I've been helping people in this area for over 5 years now, and I've seen a lot of changes to the process during that time, and certainly you have to keep up on those and roll with the changes, but the process has gotten better, and there are options for people out there, and you know.
Okay, so who's the target we're talking to today? People that are in economic tough situations?
Someone that has experienced some sort of a hardship that's making it difficult or impossible for them to pay their mortgage, whether it's a homestead, primarily those are the people I deal with, but I also do have clients that it's an investment property or second home.
Now, what would happen if somebody had, people start a business and then they become the guarantor? Is that the right word? Am I saying it? And so if they did that with their house, then all these things are off the table, right?
You mean if you were to personally guarantee
like you started a corporation
loan.
Or something? Yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily, no. It's just that if that is a lien, that loan, a business loan, is a lien on your home, I would need to get the approval of that lender as well to close your sale short or however you did your real estate closing, whether it was a regular closing or a short
sale. I have a friend
sale.
Who's going through deep water out west of town, and he said he put his house on as guarantor, and he's married with young children. I just hate to see him lose his house. Maybe I need to send him over to you. By the way, where are your offices?
We're located in Pelican Plaza, A1A going north. We're just south of the Village Beach Market in that same plaza, 4733 Highway A1A.
Okay, now let's talk. We're talking about, in case you've just tuned in, we're talking about loan modification, short sales, deed in lieu of foreclosure. I'm surprised that the banks are so willing to do these loan modifications today, but because of the economy, is the fact that our president and our government gave so much money to the banks when we hit Skid Row a few years ago that they somehow are indebted to us, or they're certainly not doing this out of the kindness of their heart?
Certainly not. And I always tell my clients, I wish I could work at a bank for a week or even work at what we refer to as a foreclosure mill law firm just for 5 days, maybe.
Why?
To understand the other end of it and what they do. The other part of this that we haven't talked about is the civil litigation aspect of it. A lot of times a client will come to me in several different steps. They may already have been sued for foreclosure, and they've got 20 days to file an answer with the court. That is a part of my practice. In fact, I package these services into flat fees depending on the client's situation, and will handle the civil litigation, the foreclosure defense, file all the court pleadings, attend any necessary hearings, and see that that action is handled appropriately so that the client has the time that they need to modify their loan or complete a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure transaction. These transactions can take sometimes more than a year from start to finish to complete. So it's a long relationship that we get into, and I really want to make sure that the clients understand that on the front end.
Well, when you hear these, you know, you always hear a lot of hearsay, and that people, he's been in his house for 4 years. It's been in foreclosure for the past 4 years. Is that true?
That can happen. In my experiences, most of my clients aren't looking for that, and I'm certainly not looking to thwart a bank's efforts. Banks are entitled to be paid the funds that they're owed.
Mm-hmm.
I look to work with the bank counsel and the homeowner to find a better resolution than a foreclosure. So when you hear these stories about someone's been in their home for 4 or 5 years, it's likely they're not here in Indian River County or their case is very old. Our judge is very expeditious here in moving the cases forward through the system. She feels, I believe, the same way, that we don't want to reward people for not paying their loan for 4 and 5 years. That's certainly not going to help the economy or our local businesses. But oftentimes, for whatever reason, you know, the bank doesn't have their act together. They haven't dotted the I's or crossed the T's, and the case is dismissed, and they have to start over.
But I like what you said, that you want a bank to get its money. They've earned it. But at the same time, you're representing your client and the fact that it's better for everybody. There's nothing wrong in negotiations in life. As they say, you don't get what you deserve in life. You get what you negotiate. And so it's a renegotiation. And most times, as I said, if you buy a $200,000 house, that bank is going to make that lending business, whatever it may be, is going to make at least $600,000 over a 30-year loan. So for them to maybe say, well, we've only made $200,000, but we're willing to take 150 or 175 off of that, or whatever it might be, the situation, right?
Right. It's a renegotiation, and absolutely it is a cost-benefit analysis for the bank.
Because otherwise they have to get into the real estate business.
Right, and that's where an attorney that handles these matters can be of great assistance to a client because, again, it is a long process, and it is quite a chore getting all of the paperwork together that the lender is going to require.
And that's what you do.
Yes.
And you have paralegals that work with you.
Yes, I have staff and paralegals that provide these services as a part of the fee that our clients pay us to do this for them. And the process is controlled. The process is monitored. You know, most people work. They come home from work. They feed their family dinner. It's 7:30 or 8 o'clock before you have time to handle anything for yourself. How in the world are you going to be able to do that? The bank's closed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not advantageous for someone to try to do that themselves if they don't have the time.
It's like pulling a tooth yourself. Go to the dentist. That's what they specialize in. You're going to do surgery on yourself? Go see a surgeon. You go see someone like you if you need a loan modification, short sale, or deed in lieu of foreclosure. Now, what about embarrassment, shame, and fear? Because as I said when we were taking a break, even Audubon himself, the guy who paints all those little paintings of the birds and stuff and became world famous, he was in a debtor's prison for 8 years prior to coming to the United States of America. Thank God for our forefathers that set up bankruptcy.
Well, there is some shame. There is some fear. I feel at this point in time, the stigma is not near as bad as it may have been five or 6 years ago, just because this has happened to so many people. That goes for bankruptcy, short sale, loan modification, any foreclosure defense services. I mean, 5 or 6 years ago, this was really a taboo thing. But now it's very common. And the average person, at least in our county, that bought a home anywhere between 04, 06, 07, their house is probably worth at least $100,000 less than they paid for it.
Yeah, I know somebody just bought a house in foreclosure, a young family. His wife's pregnant. It was $180,000. They got it for $80,000.
So that's the
issue.
That's the
price that was paid for it.
People don't have equity in their home.
Yeah.
If you have a hardship, let's say you have to relocate for a job. You've been transferred. You owe $200 on your house, but it's worth $100. You can't sell it. I mean, and most people don't have $100,000 liquid. These are what these people, this is what these services are geared towards.
When I was 21, I thought, oh my word. The interest rates were 18%. I said, I'm never going to get to experience the American dream. It'll never go down again. Well, we know it did go down. So will we ever see no-doc loans again? It's going to be a long time because this is quite a wound. But they were also giving – I mean, you could go down the street, and as long as you could pay the interest, you could borrow $1 million and buy an office building just a few short years ago.
Right, and that's certainly what led to some of this. I think the pendulum swung so far one way, and now it's swung so far back the other way. It's starting to go closer to the middle where we are seeing, you know, it easier for someone to get a loan again, but not no-doc loans.
Believe it or not, we're out of time. Your very interesting guest. She is Jennifer Peschke, and people want to get in touch with you. She's an attorney at law. Now, you don't limit, but we'll have to have you back again because you also do all kinds of things, wills and trusts and estate planning. But today we're talking about loan modification, short sales, and deed in lieu of foreclosures. What's your phone number?
772-231-1233 or www.peschkelaw.com.
How do you spell Peschke?
P-E-S-H-K-E.
And you're on A1A just south of?
The Village Beach Market. Easy. We're in Pelican Plaza.
Okay. What floor?
Third floor.
Okay. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Who loves you, baby?